You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, October 6th, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Time to wrap up the work week. Time for the, once again, lighthearted Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. So at least that's what we're going for. I always like to start off reminding you our Daily Nationalist shows. We've got all of our Sven Longshanks support information there. Be sure and look at that. Check it out. Drop him a note, any financial support, whatever it is. We don't want Sven to think we've forgotten him. And you know, I take it for granted, and I got an email from someone the other day that wasn't aware that Sven had been moved to the park facility. So I kind of take it for granted, and it's just like, well, everybody knows by now. So, you know, that just goes to show I don't want to take that for granted. So I do want to remind everybody I've got that information, his address, where you can write to him and whatnot, to the prison, and all of the rest of it is here on these Daily Nationalist shows, both the ones I'm doing and the one, you know, the Thursday show, I'm sorry, that Dr. Johnson does as well. You know, last Friday we did our show on the social justice tech entrepreneur who unlocked the achievement of decriminalizing black bodies. I told you last week I'm trying to keep up with this case. And so, and I am. I'm staying true to my word. I'm trying to keep up. They have arrested the guy. Now, as you know, those who listen to the show, I made the prediction of Tinder date gone wrong just by the circumstance we had. And I made it clear that was just me guessing. I don't know. You know, it was just a theory. And one of the reasons I wanted to keep up with this was, you know, if the theory is correct or not, and to see what the circumstances were. Now, I read an earlier account right after they arrested him, and they said they had video of him following her home. When I saw that, I thought, well, I was wrong. You know, I want to be the first to say, you know, I guessed that. And like I said, when I said it, I made it clear it was just a theory, it's just a guess. Wasn't throwing anything out there, wasn't slandering anybody, just making a guess. And when I read that account that they had video of him following her down the sidewalk, I was like, well, obviously, you know, I was wrong. So I wanted to be sure and get that up here. However, that account has disappeared. That detail has now disappeared, and they've changed up what they've said. So just to read an update that I had, this comes from NBC News, and it says LaPere appeared to let Bill... She was sitting on the couch. What their video is showing is she, because this apartment building is secure. You can't get in. You know, just anybody can just walk in there. And she was sitting on the couch in the lobby of this apartment building. Now, I don't know why you would be sitting on the couch hanging out unless you were waiting for somebody. I don't know. But they said she's sitting on the couch in the lobby of this apartment building. And then this guy shows up and starts waving to her from outside, you know, outside. LaPere appeared to let Billingsley into the building Friday night, security video shows. A man whom authorities believed to be the suspect waved at her through the glass door to come over to him, documents show, after which she opened the door, spoke to him, and let him inside. The two then got into the elevator. LaPere lived and worked in the building. Acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley said Thursday that he believes LaPere was killed Friday night. A worker found her body in the building Monday after she was reported missing. Worley said that investigators are still processing evidence to determine exactly what occurred and that they do not know whether there are any connections between the victim and the suspect. Like, yeah, I had fully planned to go in here, get the updates today and say, you know, look, I was probably wrong about my theorizing of what possibly could have happened. But I'm going to still hold. And we're going to see his details. I'm going to keep on keeping on. This isn't getting reported, by the way, in the national media and the network media. You have to actually, well, I mean, it is. We just read an account, but you have to look for it. I mean, when you turn on your network news in the morning, they're not following this case like at all. I'm going to keep trying to keep up with this. I'm just curious why you would let somebody, if it was just a case of he gave her a story, oh, I forgot my key, and, you know, we would be racist to suspect that this fine gentleman might be up to some other nefarious activity, or if my original prediction was wrong. But because I have to wonder, why would you be hanging out sitting on a couch in the lobby of your apartment building? The only reason you would do that is you're waiting for somebody to show up and you would have to let them in. So we're going to see. We're going to see if that is right. We're doing new story. Obviously, we're not going to do that story again. We got a new story for today. And once again, I'm going to make my best attempt at being lighthearted, which is difficult. I know. But I was thinking about this morning before I started off on this quest for a lighthearted Friday show. And I thought, you know, I'm thinking about this too hard. I do. I tend to overthink about things sometimes. And I'm thinking, you know, just roll with it. I see everything in a lighthearted way. Don't overanalyze it. Don't worry. It gets hard. It's hard because sometimes it honestly seems like my brain just does its own thing. It's like this has gotten worse with age. My brain just does its own thing. It's like my own brain conspires against me. I do these stories and my brain will start going off. Y'all see it? I go off on these tangents. You don't understand. That's not just a thing when I do these shows. My brain conspires against me. I always have to sneak around. For instance, I sleep at night. I'll be sleeping well and I wake up. I have to go to the bathroom. If you're a young man, you probably don't ever hardly wake up and have to go to the bathroom. When you get to be my age, you're going to wake up at least once and have to go to the bathroom. And it's like when I wake up and I go, I'm sleeping sound. I wake up. It's 3 a.m. Got to go to the bathroom. And I get up and it's like I'm sneaking through the house. I don't want to wake up my brain. I have to sneak through the house. I'm like tiptoeing. I'm trying to stay, you know, you're trying to keep yourself as asleep as possible because you don't want to wake him up. You go in and you go to the bathroom. It's like, okay. I don't think I've woke him up. Back, you go back to bed, slip into the bed, lay down very quietly. You're like, and by the time you're thinking, I did it, suddenly he speaks up, you know, my brain speaks up. And it's like, I'm closing my eyes, very quiet, thinking I successfully didn't wake my brain up. And then suddenly it's like, what was that name of that lake you went to when you were 7 years old? They had that big dam and there were all those rocks. And there was a bunch of other kids there. Don't remember who they were. And like they got these Mexican tops. And we said, "What? How did those tops work? Where was that place? And what was the name of that lake?" It's like, doomed. I can't go back to sleep now. He's awake. My brain is awake. And it's just going to sit there and think about this. it's just going to think about this. And now it's like, I can't go back to sleep. And I want to go back to sleep. But it's just, my brain just will not let it go. My brain does all kinds of tricky stuff to me. You know, I'll be doing one of these stories. And there's a word. And it's a word I use all the time. And it's like it describes what I'm wanting to do. And for some reason, I can't pull it up. You know, I'm sitting there going, "What? Why am I drawing a blank here? What am I trying to say? I'm trying to get this spit out." And yet I'll be going along like that. And suddenly my brain will be like, was Fruit Loops always spelled that way? I would have swore it used to be spelled a different way. I tell you, I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. It's like it's gotten worse with age. I have excuses. I've got all kinds of excuses. And yes, one of my excuses is my brain. My brain works that way. I think it's just a difference of getting older. You know, you get a little bit older and things change. You know, when you're a young man, you can stay up as late as you want to. You see, and young people look at guys that get older and they think, well, you know, for some reason, he just wants to go to bed early. It ain't that. See, when you're young, your sleep time, your time rather that you wake up, it floats around. you know. Like, you can be a young man and stay out with your friends till 3 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter. You don't care. Why don't you care? You don't care because you're going to go to bed. And you'll sleep till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if that's what you need to do. You'll sleep to midnight, or noon rather, and or 1 o'clock, just whatever. You can float that thing around. You see, when you get to be my age, the time you wake up is no longer arbitrary. If you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, if you go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. At 6 a.m., your eyes go open. This is more of my brain conspiring against me. And I've decided that this is something very common. Happens to guys as they get a little bit older. You see, it doesn't matter. You can't, well, I'll sleep in tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. You stayed up till midnight for some reason. Doesn't matter. If you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. At 6 a.m., your eyes go bleep. They're open. You are up. It doesn't matter. You might be saying, but you're tired. You've only had 3-4 hours sleep, whatever it is, depending on what time you went to bed. You should be able to just go back to sleep, but it doesn't work that way. Your brain is like, time to get up. You're like, no, I'm not getting up. I stayed up late last night for whatever reason. I got to have more sleep. I'm tired. No. And your brain is like, you remember that TV commercial when you were 10? That one that had the catchy jingle? Because I remember it. And I'm going to start doing the catchy jingle until you get up. Get up. You were getting up. No, I'm not. I'm not getting up. I've got to sleep in. I got to have some sleep. I'm going to feel horrible all day if I don't get some sleep. Oh, yeah. You remember that time? You know, what if you were, you remember that time you were talking to that guy and he was a real asshole? You know what you should have said? You should have told that guy, and you're laying there telling your brain, like, that was 20 years ago. Who cares? You're going to lose. You lose that battle. You got to get up. Your brain is going to make sure you get up. That's why guys get older. They go to bed early because they know they're getting up at that arbitrary time, regardless. So you better just make sure. If you want enough sleep, you better get to bed. You better get to bed earlier. We got a story today. And no, it has nothing to do with my brain conspiring against me. That was just my attempt to be sure the show was lighthearted. Somebody said, that story wasn't very lighthearted. I can say, yeah, but the first 10 minutes or so of the show, I was pretty lighthearted. Talking about my weird mental things. my weird mental things. I'm trying to set a tone here. I'm trying to set a lighthearted tone. Our story today comes from the Daily Mail. And it's titled, Canadian Police Launch Probe into Adverts for, quote, white-only moms and tots session for parents who want to, quote, escape forced diversity and join other proud parents of European children. It's amazing that they're no longer... we talk about the anti-white agenda. Now, obviously, we here at Radio Albion, you know, we're unapologetically pro-white. I always feel like I have to point out that doesn't mean you gotta, like, hate other people. It just means that you're pro-white. If you see somebody that, you know, is pro whatever their race is, you know, I don't automatically assume that they just hate other people. It's just like, well, they're trying to promote the best interests of their people. That's what everybody does. It's the natural thing that people do. But yet, obviously, the anti-white agenda, which is the agenda basically, which is, you could, I think, make the claim based, the one that's based in hatred, because it is being against white people. And we talk about this, and sometimes I feel like, well, what's the point? Because, I mean, if you don't get that now, if the average person doesn't get it, I don't know. You know, is it possible that that person can even absorb information at all? The point being, they're not even dressing up the anti-white agenda. Canadian police have launched a probe into a series of posters that were put up advertising whites-only moms and tots session for parents who want to escape forced diversity and join other proud parents of European children. The adverts popped up on the streets of Port Coquitlam, British Columbia, last week. They were taken down, and the city's mayor, Brad West, slammed the vile garbage. Now, I can do the conservative thing of, imagine if you just took out the word white and put in the word black here. I know that's kind of cringy. It's a kind of a cringy trope thing that conservatives do. But really, you do kind of have to play that mental exercise. Why is it if these were advertisements about a black group, you just took the word white out and put in black, it would be no problem. And it wouldn't be a problem. Look, I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, you hear these stories and it's like, you know, well, at this college, this group of students wants to have a black only student group. And they tell white students, you're not welcome here. This is a black only group. And a lot of people think that, you know, like we're supposed to be mad and offended about that. I'm not mad and offended. They have the right to do that. They ought to have the right to do that. They ought to be, want to be around their own people. Why would you hold that against it? If they want to have a black-only student group, why do I care? I don't want to go join the black-only student group. I would stick out like a sore thumb. Like, stick out like a white cracker. You know, I don't want to join that. Why do I have a problem with that doing that? Of course, the reason it's offensive is we all know that if you have a white group doing that, you're going to have the federal government come probably and arrest everybody. Students would be expelled. Everybody have to apologize. The mayor says this is vile garbage. Why is it vile garbage if white people just want to have a group together themselves? They're not even dressing this up anymore. I mean, you know, a couple years back, you would talk about the anti-white race hate agenda. And, you know, they kind of sort of dressed the pig up a little bit. Where people could at least pretend that, you know, oh, no, that's not what they're doing. They're not even dressing it up anymore. You got anything here that says pro-white? And there's nothing here that you could even twist around to say, oh my gosh, this is offensive. You know, they're just saying, well, if you want, we're putting together a white parents group for them and their kids where they can get together and be around people like them. And yet this gets labeled vile garbage. According to locals, the posters were seen in Coquitlam Center. I know I'm probably not saying that right. I don't care. Shopping mall, local coffee shops, and at bus stops nearby. Some had been partially ripped down. Well, of course, because how could you? My gosh, you have a poster that says white on it and not in a negative term. Of course, you got to tear it down. The poster, which caused outrage online, read, are you looking for someone? I got to stop here. Outrage with who? Because you know what? I'm going to go out on bet that your average person of color, whatever that color may be, we always use black people, maybe whatever the race. You know, I doubt that the average person, if you were, because this is in Canada, I think they have a lot of Chinese there. I don't know about this particular area of Canada. I don't know. But if you were, say, an Asian or a Chinese person living in Canada, and you walked along and you saw this, I don't think you would give it a second thought. I don't think black people see this and really like get worked up, except it may be a young college person that's taking a how to be perpetually offended and hate white people college accredited course. I don't think they care. I don't think the black guy that's, I don't know, working maintenance or going to his job on an assembly line, whatever he's doing. I don't think he looks at this and gets upset. I would be willing to bet that the whatever, quote unquote, outrage online was probably white people, probably white women predominantly, and their little orbiters, which make up, honestly, if we're being 100% honest, the perpetually offended is vastly made up of white women. Anyway, the poster which caused outrage online by the perpetually offended, no doubt, read, are you looking for somewhere your children can play with others that look like them? Are they tired of being a minority in their schools or daycare? Escape forced diversity and join other proud parents of European children as we create an atmosphere in which our kids can feel like they belong. Invest in your child's sense of well-being and racial identity by giving them the gift of time spent amongst their own people because they deserve it. Now, what's offensive about this? It caused great outrage online over what? You know, I mean, really, what's there to be outraged? I don't see anything here being spoken of negatively about any other race. There's nothing here what they've quoted, and obviously they're doing their best to try to give you the impression that this was this horrible, awful, you know, practically a modern day cross burning, perhaps another Holocaust. But I mean, really, with what we just read, what's on the poster, and I'll put hopefully a picture of the poster up for our cover art for the story. where is the offense? I don't see anything here degrading other races, putting other races down. It's just something that's nominally pro-white. You know, as white people in this twisted society, you can't win. You know, I mean, really, don't seek the approval. Here's a life lesson. I just right now just pop in my head. I'm gonna share a life lesson with all of you. Take it to heart. You can't win. You're not going to win with people who hate you, whether it's something in your personal life or you're talking about the society you live in. You know, for those who are determined to not like you, quit seeking their approval. You're not going to convince them that you're not that bad. You're not going. They just hate you for whatever irrational reason that they hate you. I mean, they just do. Quit trying to appease them. Quit trying to act like, you know, you're going to somehow convince them that you're not that bad. They're going to hate you. Look, they just are. Case in point, if you go and you're mingling with the diversity, what is the constant message? You, by your very presence, are exercising your white privilege by committing microaggressions and keeping people down with your racism. Whether you realize you're being racist or not, you're perpetuating the racism and the white supremacy and the patriarchy or whatever the hell else. And then if you say, well, okay, then I won't be around other people. I will stay over here by myself. And then they say you're not allowed to do that either because that's vile garbage and also hatred of white supremacy and racism and keeping everybody down. Well, which is it? If your very presence is perpetuating the white supremacy, which once again, for the umpteenth time, I have to note there is never a definition for. If your very presence is somehow a microaggression committed against people of color because of your white privilege or whatever the hell, but yet it's also a bad thing if you go off and leave those people alone and you get off here by yourself, well, then what the hell are you supposed to do? Attached was a QR code and link to the parents' Telegram group chat, as well as an email address. The Telegram link brought users to the group named White Tri-City Parents and Tots. Oh my gosh, it has the word white in it! The link was invalid when DailyMail.com attempted to enter, but CBC reports that there were at least 200 subscribers in the group on Sunday. Tri-Cities refers to Metro Vancouver municipalities, Coquitlam, whichever, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody, don't care if I'm pronouncing it wrong, probably, and Mayor Brad West, who hates white people apparently, even though he's white, criticized the posters, because of course he is. As soon as it was brought to our attention, bylaw officers immediately searched the area and all bus stops in the surrounding area to remove the posters, but no signs were present. Perhaps it was removed by someone else in the community. This vile garbage isn't welcome in our community or anywhere else. Because, you see, Brad West speaks for anywhere else. Anywhere on the entire planet, this vile garbage is not welcome. Brad West knows. How dare parents want to be around people of their own? Of course, anybody else can be around people like them, and that's okay. But if it's white people, it's vile garbage and it's not welcome anywhere. We strive and continue to work on building the bonds of our community and breaking down barriers, promoting all the diversity our city has. And if you need any other evidence that diversity means anti-white, there it is. You know, people used to say, you know, diversity is a code word for anti-white. No, it's not. It's out in the open. There's no code here. In the context of this story, how can you say this is a code? This is just a group of people saying, well, everybody else wants to get together around people their own, you know, like them, which there's nothing wrong with. We want to do that too. Again, there's nothing in this poster that could be twisted around to be anti-anybody. If you simply took the word white out and put black in, for instance, there would be no problem. Brad West would not be denouncing it as vile garbage that's not welcome anywhere. We've got to have diversity and build bonds. You build bonds by calling white people that want to get together, vile garbage. This doesn't sound like building bonds to me, Brad West. That sounds like anti-white race hatred. You can call it diversity, but it doesn't matter. That's obviously what we're talking about here. The city continued. The city of Port Coquitlam, which I wish they'd come up with a name that I could, you know, why did you have to name it something weird like that? Port Smith. I wouldn't misspell it. Coquitlam. Coquitlam. Condemns all symbols of hate. Okay. Again, I'm going to put the picture, screenshot of the poster up on our cover art. And you look at it. Where are the symbols of hate? I don't see. The swastika is supposedly a symbol of hate. I don't see any symbols here. I don't see any KKK imagery here. Where are the symbols of hate? I mean, what? This is an honest question. It says symbols of hate. What symbols of hate? The word white? I mean, that's the only thing. I can correct me if I'm wrong, but what are the symbols of hate on this poster? Where are we at here? Oh, yes, symbols of hate. The city values being a welcoming and caring community for all persons except white people. If white people want to have their own group, apparently the word white is a symbol of hate now. How do you sit there and then turn around a caring community for all persons except white people? That's what I say. The anti-white race hate thing, they're not even dressing this up. They throw the word diversity around, but there is the only symbol you could just guess at being called vile garbage is the word white. Doesn't sound very welcoming or diverse to me. The city of Port, whatever the hell it's called, condemns this in the strongest terms and promotes an environment without hate. Again, where is the hate? There's some. If you had a real media instead of this crap that we have now, if you had a real media, somebody would raise their hand and say, hold on. Where exactly, what are you saying is hateful about this? Point here and read out to us what lines and tell us why this is hate. This is all projection. There's no hate on this poster. There's no hate with what the people were trying to accomplish. And obviously there were 200 people here. This wasn't some weird government-sponsored neo-Nazi thing. This is obviously just parents that wanted to get together. Hey, why don't we have our own group where we can get together with our kids? Point out the hate, but we don't have that. We don't have a real media that ever questions any of this. So they just reprint this, everything they say. The city appreciates the community for sharing their concerns and for bringing it to their attention. Steve September, director of Anti-Racism Coalition of Vancouver, said, Canada is not a white nation. Canada is a multicultural nation. Well, then tell us what nations are white nations. You know, because if you point to Nigeria, it's a black nation. It's a nation for Nigerians. If you point to China or Vietnam, those are nations for Vietnamese and Chinese people. What nations are white nations? And in fact, what nations that aren't white nations or perhaps were once white nations, what other nations are actually multicultural nations? You know, what nation that is not formally non or formally white, rather, is multicultural? What a nation that has always historically been brown, black, Asian, whatever, is now a multicultural nation? Point to one, because it appears to me the only multicultural nations are nations that were once white nations. Why is it? Why is it working that way? This poster, you see, is excluding everybody except white mothers and their children. Let me tell you something. You can go to the Anti-Racism Coalition of Vancouver website, and you know what you're not going to see there? White people. You want to talk about excluded? White people ain't got no place on their website. Yet this poster, you see, this poster is a problem. It excludes everybody. It's like if white people are present, that's a problem because of your white privilege and your microaggressions. If white people aren't present, then how dare you not want to be around us, or you got to be force you to be around these other people. It makes no sense. Why doesn't everybody just be around who they want to? You know, why can't you have both? You know, why can't we look? Why can't you have a situation to where, like, if black people want to go hang out and have a group that's just for black people, they can do that. And if white people want to be over here and have a group where they get together for certain activities with just white people, they can do that. And then, you know, the rest of the time, if people want to go intermingle, because, yeah, I don't think people necessarily, I think people instinctively prefer to be around, you know, people like them. That's just human nature. At the same time, I don't think people would just like avoid ever interacting at all with other cultures and other people. So why can't you just have it where people do what they want? Like other times people can all go work and mingle together or talk with another to see how other people think and get a feel for how other people's. Wouldn't that be reasonable? And yet this is only pushed on white people. Nobody sits there when they have a black only group and say, oh, you're not allowed to do that. You got to let white people in. You're not allowed to escape. Some conservative-leaning social media users, however, argued that other racial-based groups do exist. One person wrote, so this is controversial, but then when they organize a black-only event, it is powerful and cultural, so it's okay. Double standard. Look, I say this till I turn blue in the face. They don't care about double standards. They don't care about hypocrisy. It's not about diversity. It's about anti-white. They don't care about hypocrisy. They don't care because they don't have any standards. This is about the left doing what the left do, which is exercising power, pointing out their double standards and hypocrisy. I mean, it's fine to do that, you know, as far as it goes, because you want to speak the truth. But don't do that thinking they're going to look at that and go, oh, my gosh, you got me. Oh, my gosh, I'm doing a double standard here. I need to stop doing that because it's never going to happen. It's about exercising power. It's about showing you that we've got the power and we're going to make you do what we say you're going to do. Others said that while they do not agree, they respected Canada's freedom of association, which obviously you don't have because the mayor said it's vile garbage and a hate symbol. One user said, I don't like it. You see, you have to get the virtue signal up ahead, you know. Well, I'm not one of these people that might think it's okay to be with other white people. I would never want to do that. I don't like it, but they have a right to freedom of association, but they don't. They don't have the right there. That's vile garbage, according to the government. And some people simply made light of the situation. One man who identified himself as not white wrote on X in jest, my wife is white and our children are a blend of both my wife and I. The question is, can I send them for half days? Laughing emoji. I loved how the Daily Mail had to put laughing emoji in there. So we got it. Hey, you know, exactly. What can his biracial children, you know, can his biracial children go for half a day? See, I think that's funny. I applaud the guy's humor, you know, and that's a way to combat this. You know, if the guy posting that really was, I assume, black. You know, that's the way to humor it, you know, to address it. Just be funny about it instead of being perpetually offended. Well, my kids are half, so maybe they can go for half a day. See, that's funny. This is why I say, look, this crap, this like what we've read here today, this is something pushed from the top down. You know, the last line there, I like that. You got a guy on social media says, I'm black, my wife's white, we got biracial, just send him for half a day. See, he's not perpetually offended. He don't give a shit. He just thinks the whole kerfuffle is kind of stupid. This is pushed from the top down. You've got the mayor who's running around calling it vile garbage and acting like it's the second coming of the Holocaust or whatever. This is something, the people from the bottom, that's what I said at the beginning of this. Normal people of whatever race don't give a shit. This is pushed from the top down. This is this tiny minority of the perpetually offended that oftentimes are majority white women. Younger white women that get a megaphone that are amplified by the media. And it's just a case in point. And of course, I'm going to link the story up here. If people are so offended, if something like this is so outrageous, the Daily Mail has a global circulation. There's two comments. You look at a story about whatever, and there'll be 10,000 comments on it. If this is so outrageous, if this is so out of bounds, if this is, oh my gosh, in current year, and this is an older story, by the way, this isn't something I just found today. This is something I found, I don't know, I think last week or something, and saved it because I'm always looking for something, some kind of material. Two comments. the fact that you have two comments, that is very telling. It tells you that everybody else that's going about their lives, white people, black people, Asian people, whoever, they don't give a shit. This is something that is promoted for a reason. Is promoted as part of an agenda. You got your perpetually offended people. There's not that many of them. They just get amplified by the media. I talked about this group, this Vancouver group. Look at their website and go down to about them. This is a money thing. Like from what I can tell, like the majority of the people that run the thing are all from the same family. No people of indigenous people, black, whoever they're talking about here, because they never tell us who was actually victimized by this poster. They never tell us who was harmed by this poster. They weren't running around. They weren't running around talking about how they were harmed by this. It was the government running around. It's the media that is amplifying this and trying to give you this impression that this was this awful, terrible, horrible thing. What's awful and terrible is the fact that they have an open anti-white agenda. They sit here and say, look, this is a multicultural country. Well, if you're going to have a multicultural country, if you were running a multicultural country, if you put me in charge and said, look, you can run the multicultural country, Dan. The only catch is, you know, you've got to keep it multicultural. What you're going to do, if you are doing that, and you think multiculturalism is your strength, or whatever, you are going to actively play down and try to promote things that have everybody get along. You're going to try to keep racial tensions to a minimum. You're going to try to highlight similarities that people have. You know, amazingly, we get accused of hatred all the time, of course. We're just used to that. And a lot of times, like myself, even on this show, I've highlighted things, you know, where people have similar interests. As I said, it's human nature that a lot of times people just want to be around their own people. You know, nobody is forced to live in a particular area. In other words, when black people live in predominantly black areas, it's because they choose to do that. I mean, nobody is like not allowing them to move somewhere else. They choose to do that. People just tend to do that naturally. And when you go to work with people of other races, you know, you'll find that you have things in common with these people of other races. Doesn't mean there's no racial difference, but you'll find you have things in common and you can talk about normal things with them. If you were purposely trying to have a stable multicultural society, this is what you would promote. You would promote the idea that, you know, where you have common ground, and you wouldn't force the issue. If people want to live in areas or have groups where, you know, at this time of the day, we're going to get together with our own people and do our own thing, you wouldn't have a problem with that. And the one thing you damn sure wouldn't do is constantly try to stir up everybody else against one other racial group. That is the one thing you would not want to do, because it's not going to end well for your so-called society. It's like you're sitting on a powder keg and you're going to sit there and keep striking matches and throwing them down to see what happens. And this is the one thing you wouldn't do. So there are claims of, you know, edifying this multicultural, doing this in the name of promoting their multicultural society, fall short. If you were promoting a multicultural society, you would try to keep these things to a minimum. You would try to promote people getting along. Instead, we don't have that. Instead, what they do is promote hatred. Instead, what they do is openly promote an anti-white hate agenda. There's no other way to look at it. It doesn't matter if they dress it up as diversity and inclusion. It's there. It's blatant. And this is not how you would run a stable multicultural society. We're going to wrap up on that note, as normally I went a little bit long. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll come back and join our catch our content next week on Radio Album. We do have something new up Monday through Friday. The weekend's yon yon. That the weekends are so you can catch up on all the content we put out Monday through Friday that maybe you didn't get a chance to check out. Don't forget Sven Longshanks. Again, we've got his information here on the description page for this show on Radio Albion. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.